Hello, Hopeisan.
Hey, Chrissy Rios.
How's it going?
Good. Considering the week I've had, I'm feeling better.
Yeah, that's true.
How are you?
I'm fucking Matt Damon.
Oh, my God.
I had to. It's been in my head now. It's literally
gonna be stuck.
Playing in my head over and over and over.
I mean, I wouldn't mind banging Matt Damon. He's a good looking dude.
Yeah, no, no.
Not your type?
No. Never been a Matt Damon girl. I have to admit, in that video, mm-hmm. I find him incredibly attractive, probably because he comes across very funny.
Yeah.
So his humor is what is attractive to me, mm-hmm. but no, he's not my type.
I mean, not really.
I'm not a Ben girl either, though.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like whatever.
I was never big on either one of them. I mean, I love them as actors.
No, they're good actors. They're great actors.
It's not
They just don't do it for you.
It's not my bag of chips.
Yeah.
But I will say Brad Pitt in that video.
Of course.
I'd be bang-langing some Brad Pitt.
The blonde bombshell.
I do. You know what? It's very funny because I did watch clips of the, what's the award show that was just on this past? Golden Globes.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty yummy looking.
I think he's gotten better with age, for sure.
In some cases, yes, and some no. Sometimes he just looks like he's disheveled, and I like that look. I like the dirty, rough, bad boy kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But sometimes he just looks like he is one step away from hipsterville and I can't handle it.
Oh.
Like maybe looks like he hasn't bathed for a week. But then there's other times that I look at him and I'm like.
Golden Globes.
Yeah, he looked great there. He looked really good. I have to tell you a little something.
What's up?
So, you know, Bryce Harper has been my wallpaper from the ESPN body.
Yeah, I know. It's been that
edition for like 5 years.
Yeah, forever.
It's been there forever. So Diva came up to me yesterday mm-hmm. and decided to show me a photo of him in nothing more than shorts.
No. Where was I?
Because
this would have made my illness so much better.
He wanted me to, because he hates, every time he sees my wallpaper, uh-huh. he makes a comment. I fucking hate Bryce Harper. I'm like, you didn't even know who Bryce Harper was until I told you he was on my phone.
I was going to say that.
And now all of a sudden he's your biggest enemy. And he's like, yeah, I can't stand him. I fucking hate him. It's like, what? So this is the third time he shared a photo with me. He shared a photo with me earlier, or maybe it was the end of last week, where he was standing in a cowboy hat. And it was insane. But then this past week, he shared a photo with me of him in a hot tub. He shared a photo of me, of him with me that showed him literally in swim trunks. So I could see his abs. I'm not making this up.
Okay. I have a question. Were the swim trunks normal swim trunks?
Yeah, they were normal. They were not Speedos.
No, not Speedos, but the ones that are a little bit shorter, like that come like mid thigh.
No, these were like classic trunks. Yeah. Okay.
Was it a recent photo?
No, not even a little bit. But he wanted to show me that once upon a time, he was hot like...
Bryce Harper. Oh my God, I wish I could have seen this.
Don't worry, I will make this happen next week. I will make this happen.
I feel like he won't do it.
He'll probably get so mad at me for telling
him. He'll be so shy. He will not. He would not.
I don't know. I'll figure a way to make it happen. He shares photos with me of himself all the time. His vacation photo where he was...
Did he tell you where was he?
He was in Cozumel, I believe.
Oh my. So exotic.
He hates that though. He doesn't like that at all. He wants to go to Montana. Okay. That's where he wants to spend his end of days.
Whatever floats your boat.
I don't have any issue with that though.
No, I mean, I heard Montana's beautiful.
I don't want to like die in a sunshine state, so it's not for me.
I mean, I'd like to be somewhere warmer.
No, I'm cool.
I know, you're a Midwestern girl. I love all the seasons.
I do. I am. If anything, I'd go further north.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, well, that is what they say.
You're going to freeze, girl.
Yeah. It's all in your head. As I sit here. Didn't I have a blanket on?
I was just going to bring it up. I'm like, here's the woman that was freezing last week while we're recording the pod.
True story. I'm freezing right now.
My feet are a little cold, but
I'm always. Oh, grab the blanket.
I'm good. I'm good right now. But
I'm always freezing. But I here's the thing. I do enjoy. Like I love Minnie. If I could go and, you know, get a nice lake house in Minnie, I'd be happy.
Yeah, where you can just cuddle up by a fire and use a blankie to stay warm. Sure.
Yeah. Why? Why? What's the problem with that?
I wish that for you, Chrissy.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you. And wherever it is that you decide you want to take to toast up a bit and have natural heat that will be oppressive, and you'll feel like you never see a leaf fall off a tree, and Halloween no longer exists because Halloween is green everywhere.
I'm not saying I want to go somewhere where I'm baking all the damn day. But I mean, if it was a little bit milder, I wouldn't mind.
But there's no perfect place. If there was, everybody would live there. And then it would be overrun and it would be crime ridden.
Jesus, way to like burst my bubble.
Or you know what it could be like?
What?
It could be like what the issues we have, the crime we have right now going on in Chicago. Coyotes running wild.
Oh my God.
They're everywhere, dude. Yeah,
it's actually like a big deal. I've seen it all over the place this week.
It's a big deal because the first couple showed up on the Gold Coast.
Probably.
Is exactly why.
No, but I heard there were two people that got bit. One was a kid and one was an adult.
Yeah, I did hear that. No, I'm not saying that they're not running amok right now. Amok. They are, but the reason it broke was because some woman in Streeterville got completely, a coyote is in the hood.
Yeah, I imagine that's exactly how it went down, too.
Yeah, she grabbed her pearls and she freaked.
Yeah, I imagine it went down that way. I really do.
No, I mean
the
legit.
Same voice and everything.
Yeah, she was maybe even a little more like shaky.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was shook.
She was legitimately shook. So, but she is. I don't care about that woman. You know, it should have bit her. There was one that got bit on the ass.
Yeah, I know. It was the man. Or the adult, yeah.
Yeah, I knew somebody got bit in the ass because I was like.
It was the adult guy. He turned around to walk away from it and it just went.
Because that's the thing. You don't turn your back on a coyote. What's wrong with you?
So what are you supposed to do?
Embrace it. Take it to dinner. Have a moment. Mm-hmm. Show it some love.
I remember seeing them when I used to work the ass early shift at the airport. My parents' house is right across from the forest preserve, and we live in a area where there's lots of patchy, grassy areas.
Yeah.
But I remember getting up at, 4 o'clock in the morning on my commute, and I would just see them just chilling. They were doing their thing.
I saw one. You know where the Addison exit and entrance is on the highway?
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing one, you know, the grassy area there, right when you're entering, when you're getting on at Addison.
Yeah.
There was a coyote sitting in the grass there, just watching the cars go by.
Yeah, it's like normal.
We have them in the city. This is no different. It's just that they're coming out probably because they're hungry. That's really what it's got to be.
That's what they said. They're scavenging for food, and it's bringing them closer to
So that guy served
populated.
Up a little bit of a rump roast.
Ba-da-ba.
I know. That one I should totally have because I do enough that warrants it.
Coyotes everywhere.
What else did you do this week besides be dying?
Besides my death cold, I watch a lot of I didn't watch a lot of trash television. My intention was to do that and eat ramen. But I really, I slept like 80.
This is a solid plan if ever there was one.
I pretty much slept like 80% of my days.
Yeah, you were sick.
I was out for the count. I don't think I've been this sick. I've had a cold. I've had a sore throat here and there, whatever. This one took me out hard.
You were frighteningly sick.
I felt like an elephant took its front hands, paws, I don't know, feet, and was just squishing my head.
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. But yeah.
Elephant foot. It's a foot.
I think it's a foot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I felt like it was compressing my head.
Ugh.
And every time I would cough, it would just squeeze it more.
That's the worst. I get sinus headaches all the time, so that I'm very familiar.
I'm aware of what a sinus headache feels like. This was, you might as well have taken a semi and run my head over.
Ugh.
Every time I coughed.
I'm really glad, that you stayed home, because I know that you and I are together all the time when we're at work, and I would have definitely gotten sick.
Yeah, and I was trying to avoid that, and there's been tons of people in the office with the flu and other God knows what sicknesses.
I got my flu shot this year. It's the first time I got a flu shot in probably 10 years.
I've never had one.
But my doctor was really hardcore on it, saying the flu was supposed to be really bad this year. And that's what they're saying. It's like super bad.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad, thankfully, it's not the flu, no fever, no vomiting, any of that gross stuff. But I was definitely out for the count.
Yikes.
But besides that, pretty much just lounged around.
Are you feeling better, though, today? Or
I am, and I'm sure people who are current listeners will hear my voice. It's not. It's more annoyingly nasal because I'm sick and raspy. But I'm okay. I'm feeling better.
Yeah, you sound better. I mean, I didn't really pick up the raspy the other day either, but I could tell you were just lagging. And you looked, pale as hell.
I think because I've had a full night's sleep yesterday night and the night before, the day that I just was not at work, period, I think those 2 days helped me out big time because I was not good.
Yeah, I got you.
But anyways.
Well, I'm glad you're better.
Thank you.
Getting there.
I'm getting there. How are you? What's going on in your week? Since I feel like I haven't seen you in a billion years.
I know. It does. With the holidays and everything, it's been very minimal. Well, you know, my diva week. And then I took my tree down. Literally, Hope, in this house last night, it looked like a stripper parade had gone through my living room.
Oh, my God.
There was glitter. And there was just glitter. It was everywhere. It's still everywhere. I run a broom through. I have Swiffered. It's still everywhere. It's going to take, it'll be June, and then I'll get rid of that. It's the only way.
I was actually going to say longer than that, usually September.
Right before you're about to put your tree
out. No, seriously, it's one of those things where, I mean, I'm a huge fan of glitter, so glitter really doesn't bother me. Stefan doesn't like it too much because he has to go to work, and people are like, hey, you got some glitter on your...
Pretty shiny.
Your cheek or something, I don't know. But yeah, once you have the holidays, it's kind of like you're doomed with the glitter.
Yep.
It's in every corner.
Oh, my God. And I don't really have that many glittery ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked, there was ribbon. There was all kinds of stuff throughout the trail going to put the boxes away and store them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Hope. I could not wait to run a broom because I was like, I can't do this. It was too much. That was the big highlight of my what I got done this week.
My goal was to do the same, but...
What I did do, though, is, and for our Aussie girl, she'll be so happy to know, I finally watched The Witcher.
Yay!
I got finally. It done. She shamed me a little, in a good way.
Good.
Yeah.
That's the type of woman I like.
I know. I was like, man, I cannot let her down. Like, you know when you disappoint your parents?
Oh, yeah.
And that awful worst. Feeling? That's how I felt when she said, I watched it because of you, and you still haven't watched it. I think she even said in the text, I'm so disappointed. I was like, oh.
It's the minute someone says, I am so disappointed, worse than saying, like, fuck your mother or whatever.
Yeah.
The minute someone says that.
Agree.
It's the worst. Okay, so what were your thoughts?
I actually really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it a lot. I did. I mean, I kind of knew what I was walking into for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle, it kind of, there was a little bit of lag. It
a
felt
lull,
like,
yeah.
But then it picked right back up. And it was right back on path. And the last two episodes, I couldn't stop. I was just, I'm not turning this off.
Yeah.
I don't care how tired
I am. I'm so glad you watched it.
Yeah.
I can't really wait happy. Till more episodes come on.
So I'm wondering when they will, because it seems like that was kind of... I mean, that's a lot.
It was.
You look at the sets, you look at the outfits, you look at all of the, digital effects. I'm guessing that's not coming anytime in this upcoming year. I would guess next year, if not even 2 years.
Man, a year seems so far away.
Dude, Game of Thrones would take 3 years, 4 years to come back.
I know. But that means then I'll probably have to do a refresh, which I wouldn't mind because I enjoyed it.
I don't mind. I usually like when shows come back out. That haven't been on, because then you can watch the previous episodes, and House on Haunted Hill will be back out this year. It's coming out.
Okay.
Soon as I know it's coming, I'm going to go through that whole season because I loved that show. I am so ready for the next season.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited.
Because there is kind of, now that I don't want to give it away for people who haven't watched it,
mm-hmm.
but now that they have connected.
Yes. It was. It's a cliffhanger.
It is a good way to end it.
I felt like it was super enticing. Like, I enjoyed watching it.
And I love that you liked watching it, because this is not necessarily your normal kind of show. So it made me happy.
Yeah, I really did. I gave it a shot and I got into it.
And I loved it.
I was hooked. I love
that. Makes me happy.
So looking forward to the whenever that comes out again.
I also watched The Circle. New episodes are out. I couldn't help myself. I'm so into this show. I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. It's just too much.
It's like they got their teeth in you.
They do. I can't. Okay, so let me just say this week. Wait, was last week one of the catfishes revealed?
I don't know.
I can't remember now because it's all starting to gel.
It's all blending.
It's all coming together. So they've introduced a couple new people. I'm just going to go with that.
Okay.
But one of them, for all of the Chicago scenes that
they keep using,
even though the thing is not being filmed in Chicago, I can't wrap my head around why they're doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they introduced a Chicago guy.
Finally.
If you want to see what he looks like, he's on my Instagram. His name is Bill, and he is delicious.
I did see your post of Bill. He is pretty good looking.
Bill's yummy.
He's got that wholesome Midwestern dude kind of vibe.
And so far, on the show, that's kind of the vibe I'm picking up from him, too. But not in a too nice way where you're like,
no, pushover.
He's in that really good, I'm going to be nice to you, but if you try to walk on me, I'm going to stand my ground.
That's good.
Which is so sexy. And he has a nice Chicago Star tattoo thing going, which I love. It's slide two if you slide these.
Yeah, I missed that the first time.
I'm also very into who the influencers are. I have been cheering on Shuby all along. The show has overtaken me. I can't.
You should probably reach out to them as their biggest fan. Ask them, why do you keep using Chicago imagery?
But I don't. If I come at them hard, then they may be, whoa, bro, whoa, slow your roll.
Well, I mean, that's the way I put it.
Or as Angela would say, stay in your lane.
Oh, my God.
That's back tomorrow night. So I get that back,
maybe I'll catch up today while I do laundry.
Do it. Do it. It's getting crazy.
Wait, did she pick out her dress yet?
Yeah. Actually really nice. It's flattering on her, shockingly.
Oh my God. I can't believe this is actually happening. The pillow talk
is the best, because the two girls, Molly, who I love. I love Molly. I know a lot of people hated her, but I loved her. Great Southern girl. Every time they see her, they're like, girl, you need to come to our shop and get fitted for a bra. Because they run a lingerie shop.
Okay.
I've never seen a woman who puts so much shit in her bra like Angela does.
Also, she needs support.
She needs a reduction. They're too big. I mean, they're just, it's not attractive.
I don't know.
They're just like big flabby baggies.
Yeah. I mean, if she's not going to get them reduced, she definitely needs to bolster them up.
Yeah, but you can't, but they're so big. I feel like they're too big. There's a point where boobs are so big that the bolstering, and she's got like that old crepey skin.
Oh my God.
Like, it's so like, it's all like, it's like bad spider webs that have like glued down and just
like used streamers, basically.
Yeah, but just dirty used streamers. It's gross looking. So she's got these big hawanga jongas that are coming down to her, like literally they rest on her lap. I feel like they're that big.
But part of me also kind of thinks that she likes them being that big.
Oh no.
Like, I feel like that's part of her shtick. Like, yeah.
And she also loves that she has so much space. She shoves everything into her bra. Even when they show her going into the airport, she's got her passport, she's got her wallet, she's got cigarettes in one side, her cell phone in one side, she's got her passport and all her flight documents in the other.
I'm sorry.
Can you imagine being the TSA guy who has to touch that?
That's why they wear gloves.
Yeah.
Seriously, that's why they wear gloves.
Because people are disgusting.
They are. I've had people tip me for money with their shoe.
Nope.
At that point, I'm like, no, thank you.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I don't need your sweaty foot dollar.
As much as you're sweaty.
I'm serious. At least if you're going to pull out some sort of money, be a 20.
I didn't expect that. That was great. I mean, I've never wanted to say, I don't want your money. If you want to throw money at me, I'll take your money. But
after I Lysol it.
But yeah, I don't know that, but I've seen women who take, like, on a hot, humid summer day, take money out of their bra.
Disgusting.
It's like, I've nothing against boobs. I like boobs. I love my boobs. I would stuff money in. Well, I don't know. I don't want money touching my boobs.
I'm sorry. Nope. No. No money in my titties.
Nope. It's not happening. Nope. Ugh. I just can't.
I just think of like, where has that money been? So many other people have touched that money, and God knows where it's been.
Ugh.
Like sweaty foot dollar in your boobs.
Nope,
now.
That's it. Or nope. Mm-mm. Yeah. So anyway, getting away from this because I can't. Yeah. 90 days back tomorrow, and then. You know,
you're on your reality TV binge.
I am. This weekend feels like that's what it's going to be because, well, sort of, because I've caught up with. So now I'll go on Netflix and see what new episode or new shows are on until tomorrow night, and then I'm back in reality world.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reality to that reality world. I was going to say,
that sounds so ironic.
Is the definition, right? Oh, you know what? I want to really quickly note. And it's going to be so silly to some people, but for us, it's a big deal. We got our 20th Apple Pods review.
That's great.
I love it. I know for some people, they're like, well, I got, you know, 200,000. Well, I'm not as cool as you are, but we would take more.
Yeah, please review us so we can break like 25.
Be the number 25. The other thing that happened to us this week, us, is a pod.
Yes.
We also were invited to a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
We are officially part of the Whiskey Girl Gang.
Hell yeah.
I love this.
It's a match made in heaven.
It's so basically what Whiskey Girl Gang is, it's a bunch of women
mm-hmm.
who love whiskey, love bourbons, love scotches, and know their shit. It's not just a, I like whiskey. What kind? Whiskey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's they know brands. They know flavor profiles. I mean, they make me feel
they're very educated.
Yes. Yes. And I already feel like I've learned so much just from following, you know, some of the women that are in the group.
Mm-hmm.
It is so dope. It is so cool. There's another woman in the group actually who will tell you what cigar to pair up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
I was like, we have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I would definitely smoke a cigar on this pod.
Oh, I would too.
In an instant.
After I gain my health back, well, yeah. Yes.
Get healthy first, then we'll get healthy so we can have you smoke something.
I know, right? Big stogie.
All right, you know what time it is.
Shots or consequences.
It is that time. Today, I'm going to do the consequences.
Okay. Right. I am going to do it as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Today is... Use three adjectives to describe your nethers. Yahoo-ha, if you will.
Wait, just the nethers or like all of the privates?
No, I thought it was just the nethers.
Oh, okay.
Your nether.
Okay.
You go first.
Oh, of course. I'm going to go first.
Go first.
Okay. So if I had to use
If you want, we can go one and one.
If I had to... Use three adjectives.
Yeah, we can go one-on-one.
Okay.
We'll do that. That way you're not feeling so pressured by it.
Oh, yeah. No pressure. The
pressure
at all.
To describe your nethers.
Soft.
Fuck, that's my first one.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we have the same one.
Supple. I don't know.
Mine is luscious.
Oh, my.
Just saying. Not saying. I'm just saying.
Plump.
Exclusive.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Did that make three?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay.
You did it. See, Yay. It wasn't so painful.
Yeah.
With your supple, plump, soft nethers.
Yep.
That made
Enjoy.
My day. Oh, my God. All right, well, we are not doing the shot, so we have just beaten Shots or Consequences. I love that sound.
It's the best.
Makes my day. It's like my favorite part of the pod as of late.
And now you don't even need the labels. Like, you already know where it's at.
I do know where it's at. I've got that one down pat. I actually have most of them down pat now.
I'm so proud of you.
But I kind of color-coded some of them so I know what they are. Like, the red now is the Get It On song.
Of course, because passion.
Yeah. And then the orange is the Halloween music.
Okay.
And then... This light baby blue is Shots or Consequences. This is the more you know because of how bright that is for the color.
Oh, my God.
The pink is our theme song because it's our color.
Yeah.
Yellow's the wild card right now. And then this funky green, this like chartreuse. Mm-hmm. Chartreuse.
Yeah.
How do you say chartreuse is the horn for The Price is Right.
Okay.
Because it was kind of a 70s color.
Yeah.
And it makes me think, I don't know why Price is Right makes me think
no,
of the
70s, it does.
But it does.
I agree.
So. All right. So we're newing something new.
We're newing something.
We are doing a new bit.
Yeah.
For our drink of the week. So once a month, we are going to pair a drink with an album. And Hope and myself will each pick a album, our cocktail that we're pairing with said album, and then the song that inspired the choice.
Yes.
And the story behind it, whatever memory you're tied to.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Go for it.
So my choice of album was Saturday Night Fever.
Nice.
It's totally 70s.
It is very 70s.
So the reason why I chose it, and the reason why I even have the album, period, way back when, in fourth grade, Chrissy, this is a old memory of mine, we had to give a presentation on a certain decade. And I got assigned 70s. And at the time, I mean, you're in fourth grade, like, what do you know? You don't know shit. So I actually went to my aunt, who had a neighbor. This woman was as old as dirt. Okay? No, but the reason why I went to her was because she said this woman has tons of old clothes. She can let you borrow them, and you can do your presentation totally decked out in 70s
cool.
gear, and then talk about it.
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And now looking back as an adult on that opportunity, I would give anything to go to some old lady's house and raid her attic. Because this woman, I'm not even joking, her whole attic had those, you know, the racks that they have in like dressing rooms to put your clothes on when
oh,
you
yeah.
don't want it. She had probably 10 of those filled with different clothing.
Whoa.
And then the bins in the bottom were filled with shoes and belts and all sorts of stuff.
Did she work in the industry, like in the fashion or clothing industry?
I don't know any history about this old lady, but she just had, it was insane how much clothes that she never, ever gave away.
Wow.
Or hung on to, or I don't know what the story is. But I remember being that young, and I went into that attic, super dim lighting. I can still picture it. And I went, picked out all my clothes. She even had wigs. So maybe she was in some sort of fashion or costuming.
Or photography or something.
Something. And I remember going and picking out my outfit. And when I got home, my mom said, oh, you know, that looks like the suit that, the white suit from.
That Tony Warren.
Yeah.
The movie.
Excuse me. So we ended up watching Saturday Night Fever for the first time when I was that young.
Oh, I love that.
Like, everybody did their part to really make me educated on the 70s, like things that were very iconic, right?
Yeah.
So to me, whenever I throw this vinyl on, I think of the movie and I just think of the experience of just being in that old attic and getting dressed in these old vintage clothes. And I don't even remember the presentation anymore, you know, but I just remember having everybody kind of chip in and
yeah.
do their part to make it something special.
That's a great memory.
So I picked a Tom Collins because it's a classic 70s drink.
Very true.
And yeah, my song is How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. I love that song. I can listen to that song over and over and over
and
again.
And does that song make you think mostly of the whole experience?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you always think of the experience when you hear that song?
So it's kind of like the song, the movie, and that experience
right.
all kind of meld together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get that.
So
how do you make a Tom Collins?
So the
there are people who don't know.
Yeah, so I only know one person that drinks a Tom Collins on a regular, and it makes me laugh every time.
Who is it?
It's Cash.
Really?
Cash orders Tom Collins all the time.
That surprises me, because he's younger than you are.
That, I know. And I didn't have my first Tom Collins until I was 20.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was underage.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I
No, but 20, I mean, I was like, I think 17.
Oh, my God. So a Tom Collins is pretty simple. It's gin, simple syrup or sugar,
mm-hmm.
lemon and lemon juice, and club soda and ice. It's very refreshing. It's a light drink.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my little Ode to fourth grade hope.
I like it. Mine is, I was also a child, the memory is a childhood memory. Mine is, the album is Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. And the song is Dreams. I was sitting outside, and when you would get to the, you know, like drop down to our driveway, there were these little stone steps. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they were elevated enough that you could sit on them.
Okay.
And I went and I was sitting out there, and it was a gloomy, gloomy, gloomy day. Like the sky was kind of this gray, green, almost tornado-y looking, you know? Yeah. And it was warm. It was summer. It was really warm. But the wind coming through was like really, it was that nice warm breeze that felt really good. So I was sitting out there, and you know the rain's going to happen any minute. So you're just kind of, I'm staying out here as long as I can because I don't want to go inside. It. Yes. No, the smell was in the air, the wind, everything just, you knew there was a storm brewing, Mr. Wayne. And it was coming in fast and furiously. And my neighbor, so I lived next door to four sisters. A set of twins, a younger sister and an older sister. But the age gap between the twins and the older sister mm-hmm. were pretty substantial. So they were at the time, I don't know, I was like eight, maybe mm-hmm. seven or eight. And I would say maybe eight, maybe even nine. Debbie was the sister, and she used to turn her speakers out the window. Like, I don't know why, but she did all the time.
Okay.
A lot of people did that in the 70s. I don't know why that was, but I have no idea. It doesn't matter anyway. So she was playing the Fleetwood Mac Rumors album.
Okay.
And it was blasting out the window. And I was sitting there and I was just jamming along. And that song Dreams came on. And I remember that it was getting so close. You knew the rain was coming any second. And to me, it was so magical because the song talks about thunder only happens when it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
And it started to thunder outside before the rain yeah. hits, and the thunder starts and the lightning starts, and you know the rain's about to hit any second.
Mm-hmm.
It was the perfect timing for that song to play innocently because she was playing the whole album.
Yeah.
It just was a moment that is seared in my memory so hard. I'll never forget it. And I have loved that song since I was a kid. Loved that song. Every time I hear it, I can smell the air.
Yeah.
I can remember kicking my feet on the back of the stone.
Yeah.
I can remember looking up at the sky and thinking that the Wicked Witch was going to come. Because again, I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking the Wicked Witch from the Wizard of Oz was going to come because that's the color the sky was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just all of those things, and it was so magical. And then the rain started to come down, and I sat out there as long as I could before, you know, it was like, get in, you got to come in. It's raining outside, you mm-hmm. know, and I loved every minute of that. And so for me, that song is such a strong childhood tie-in
mm-hmm.
that I can't. So I created a cocktail.
Ooh,
for this.
Ambitious.
I know. I really went the extra mile.
Good.
But I just couldn't figure out what I wanted it to be. And, you know, I could have gone with a Dark and Stormy, which is already a drink that exists.
Yeah.
I also thought, like, you think Stevie Nicks and you think the smoky, raspy voice, right? And that song and that day was so warm. It wasn't really, I don't know how to explain it. Just, it deserved its own drink. Yeah. So I made a rumor.
Is that the name of your
Rumors,
drink?
Yeah.
I love it.
So I'm naming it after the album, and it is bourbon. It is apple cider. It is ginger beer.
Mm-hmm.
It is a squeeze of lime. And then there is some, oh God, I forgot what that's
tagine.
Called. Tagine, thank you. And there is tagine, quite a bit put in to give it spicy, salty, but sweetness from like the ginger beer and,
yeah, and the apple
cider. And there's not a whole lot of it. It's pretty bourbon heavy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I tried it. It was delicious.
It's so good.
I would have that.
So I created a cocktail.
Yay!
I know. I'm a big kid now.
Oh my God. You should write it down so you don't forget.
But that's it. So that's my...
Oh, I love it.
My album or my cocktails and vinyl moment.
I love it.
This was fun. I really like this. So
I really do too.
So I think what we're going to do is let's do this once a month. We'll do another cocktails and vinyl.
And then you guys can do it too.
Yeah. I hope you drink it. I really would love for them to play the albums and drink the cocktails that we recommend with it. I think that's fun.
That would be awesome.
We're also going to do something we haven't done in a while.
A long time.
It's been a minute, to say the least.
probably at least two months.
We were still in the studio when we did it last.
Really? It's been that long?
Yes, ma'am. We did not do it when we've been here.
Well, then.
So we're going to do a little rapid fire.
I'm excited. I love these.
I know you do. All right, so let's kick off rapid fire then.
All right. If you could close one fast food chain due to disgusting food, what would you pick? Long John Silver's. Why does this place even exist? Why?
I can honestly tell you I've never been to one in my life.
I think I've been to one once, and once was more than enough, Chrissy.
The one I'm going to say is going to break your heart. My answer is going to kill you. Wait. You know what it is, I'm sure.
I'm scared.
Wait. Taco Bell. I can't. I ate there once when I was in high school. I literally could taste vomit in the meat, and that's the last time I ever ate at a Taco Bell. Made me sick. I threw up. I've never eaten at a Taco Bell since.
Ooh.
Yep.
Oof. God.
Adios.
How appropriate.
I know. It's so perfect. All right. If you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, which would it be?
Okay. So my 90s heart went to Full House right away.
Oh, I didn't think about that. There's so many, right?
Full House was my jam. I so badly wanted to be part of that family.
Of the Tanner family.
Or like a friend. Oh my God.
You wanted to be the Kimmy?
No, not Kimmy. Kimmy was so fucking annoying. Oh my God.
So I have to chime in about Full House really quickly because I loved that DJ, you know what her real name was, right? It was Donna Jo.
Was it?
Yes, it was. I believe so. I could be wrong, but I'm almost 100% sure. Google it really quick.
I think it is. I think it is Donna Jo.
Yeah. I remember watching once and they said it was Donna Jo, and Donna Jo was my best friend's name growing up. So that's why it melted my heart instantly. I'm almost 100% sure it's Donna Jo. Now I'm curious.
Right now.
Hit the googly. Is it saying?
Yeah, Donna Jo.
Yep.
Donna Jo Margaret.
Yeah, I just remember it stuck in my head the minute I heard it because they called her DJ all the time. And I would call Donna Jo DJ.
Aww.
So that's why it just stuck to me. Like I thought, wouldn't that be funny if her name was Donna Jo? But in the shows, you didn't have Google when Full House was out.
Oh, no.
So you didn't look it up and just Google it like you do now.
Yeah. And I really love DJ. She was my favorite.
She was my favorite too.
Yep.
She was. And now, you know, Aunt Becky's a fucking criminal thug life, yo.
Oh, my God.
Could you have seen that coming?
No.
She'd be one day spending time in the pen.
I really did not anticipate that at all.
I love it. I love the way the world works sometimes. It's just beautiful. And hot. And let's be honest, Uncle Jesse, still hot.
Still hot, dude.
Crazy. Actually, hotter to me now than he was then. I was not attracted to him then. I've now.
I've been attracted since day one.
No. When I was young, I just didn't. Nothing about him I thought was hot.
He's so dreamy.
But now I think he's just yummy.
He's really fucking good looking.
Mine would be Modern Family.
Oh, my God.
They're so fucking amazingly, dysfunctionally awesome. I love that family.
I haven't watched that show entirely, but the episodes that I have make me laugh. I don't watch a random episode without laughing.
I would give up my left leg to be in real life Claire.
Oh my God.
I would. I love their family is my favorite.
I watched a random episode of her running for some campaign.
Yeah, she was running for like the alderwoman of her neighborhood or whatever. Yeah.
Oh my God, that episode made me die.
Oh my God. That whole show is just ridiculously funny. But their family was my favorite of the family's families.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would want to be Claire.
What product would you seriously stockpile if you found out they weren't going to sell it anymore? Mine is Epic Ink Eyeliner from NYX.
Oh, that's so true for you.
I cannot live without it. I usually buy two at a time.
That is true. I have to admit. This was a tough question, by the way.
Really? To me, I knew exactly what I needed to write down.
No, I had so many thoughts, so many things, but I went with the one thing.
What is it?
Gobstoppers.
Oh, yeah, that is so you, too.
Mm-hmm. I'd stockpile the shit out of them. As a matter of fact, I went and bought two boxes this morning because I thought about this question and was stuck in my head. What if they one day I came and they weren't here anymore?
See? Gotta buy two at a time.
All right. Who is your go-to band or artist when you cannot decide on something to listen to? For me, it's the Eagles. 100%. Every time.
Yeah, their stuff is good.
I will turn on the Eagles, hands down, never think twice about it, and I can go through two or three albums before I'm like, all right, I can move on.
Mine, this was tough for me. This one was really tough. I know everyone's anticipating me say Lady Gaga.
It's who I thought you would say.
But sometimes she's just a little too peppy for me. Sometimes that I need to put Kid Cudi on.
See, there you go. I wouldn't have guessed that.
It's usually, honestly, they're like neck and neck.
I would have picked Gaga hands down.
There you have it.
Would you pick the Eagles? Would you have thought that's who I would have picked?
No, because you listen to everything. I thought maybe Prince. But yeah,
Prince is a mood for me.
It's a mood.
It's a big mood.
Oh my.
That was such a jab.
But really, I didn't anticipate you saying the Eagles at all.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
All right. If you could buy one material thing and money was not an issue, what would it be? So if this exists, I don't know if it does, but if it does exist, an indestructible car.
Oh, you need one so bad.
That can get me through any sort of weather or traffic obstacle.
Yeah. Traffic obstacles are more your issue.
So, yeah. If there's such a thing out there.
No dents. You need one that has no dents. No.
Just something that can just like.
Accident proof.
That just can like roll over everything.
I mean, I feel as if that would be a tank.
A lot of people have suggested that. Could you imagine my little like head popping out of the like top of the tank?
I would pay serious money to see it.
We're going to make that happen.
Oddly enough, mine is also a car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No joke.
Oh, nice.
I would want a Tesla.
Of course.
That's my dream car. You know it. But that is my, it is my
dream. And in red, I'm sure.
It is in red, of course.
Awesome.
That beautiful cherry, like not stop sign red. No.
Yeah, we've had this discussion.
Way. I hate that color on cars. But like a nice candy apple red.
Sexy.
Mm-hmm. I want a Model X. But then, you know, of course, newer ones will come out and I'll change this. But for now, it's a Model X.
You don't want the new, Tesla truck camper thing?
No, I don't want that.
Yeah, it's not. I don't think it's attractive looking.
Uh-uh. I didn't like how it looked.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I want the chip implanted in my finger so I can open my car door.
You do that, Chrissy. You know what? I'll reach out to that guy.
Well, I mean, money's no issue, right? So There you go. What is the weirdest nickname you've ever had?
So, honestly, my name's pretty short, so I don't really have a weird nicknames thing going on. But when I used to answer people used to say, oh, what's your name when you're little? I used to call myself Hoppy Pop.
I love that. I mean, I call you Hopper.
And I've had that since high school. People used to call me Hopper. But I always laugh because my mom said, yeah, I don't know where this came from. And I said, true diva, naming myself something else.
I love it.
Happy Pop.
I love that. Mine is a nickname that two people at two different points of my life have given me. Babs.
Interesting.
Yep. When I was younger, a cop that used to work with my uncle, he called me Babs. He started calling me Babs. He's like, you just look like a Babs. You don't look like a Chrissy. And he called me Babs. He even got me a Chicago Police Department jacket with Babs embroidered on the jacket, which then my uncle was like, he needs to stay away from you.
I was just going
to
say.
Starting to get a little creepy. Yeah, I was a little creepy. He was way older, too.
Oh, really?
And Ooh. It was a very.
I thought it was a young man.
No, there was a big Lolita thing going on. He was all, he would bring me gifts. And yeah, it was very weird. I mean, like, how oddly inappropriate, by the way. Can we just talk about the fact that he was a Chicago police officer?
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of things way back when.
They were different.
Yeah, just sweep them under the rug. Things it's all good.
I know. I just remember my uncle like, yeah, you need to stay away from him. I was like, I don't go by him. He just drops off shit at my house all the time.
How old were you?
I was like 16 or 17.
Oh, 17. Prime.
Yeah, I was prime for the picking. I remember one day he showed up at my house. Like he would come off duty.
Oh,
he
yeah.
showed up at my house and he brought me this wizard candle and it was gigantic. Gigantic. And he was like, I bought this for you and it's supposed to, you know, if you light it, it's supposed to, you know, set off this aura of. And he's going into it and he's talking to me about it. And I'm standing there and I'm in shorts and like a t-shirt. And the whole time I'm like, I was oddly uncomfortable. You know that moment where you feel like there's not enough clothes on your body right now?
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't, no matter, anybody else could have come to the door and you wouldn't think twice about it, but this moment became very creepy, very fast.
Yeah.
And I just, yeah.
Skeeved out.
Yeah, I was very skeeved out.
Yikes.
So, yeah. But Babs, the second time was from an ex-boyfriend, and he was like, because it reminds me of Batgirl. He He's like, you remind me of Batgirl.
Aww.
And that was how bad.
That one's okay, acceptable.
Yeah, I was fine
Not
with it.
Creepy. Okay. What's a saying you say a lot? I have so many. But
yeah, I narrowed it down to one I've been saying a lot lately.
I went to my go-to, and I picked this up from my husband, Gucci. Like, it's slang. Like, are you Gucci? Like, are you good to go? Are you good?
Yeah.
Is everything okay? Are you Gucci? I always say it. What's yours?
Bro.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I started saying that maybe 2 months ago, and it's been, like, glue. Because up before that was dude. Everything was dude.
You say yo a lot, too.
I say yo. I've been saying
yo. Is on my list.
Bro. Damn, bro, damn. It's one of my favorites.
I say gotcha.
Damn, bro, damn.
Damn, bro, damn.
All right. Oh, if animals could talk, which would be the rudest?
Okay, so I picked kangaroos. The thing that kept popping in my head when I initially saw this question was the fact that wasn't there a whole viral like meme about a dude trying to fight a kangaroo?
No, there's tons. That happens all the time. Kangaroos will kick your ass.
Well, and I've seen like pictures up close. They're super muscular.
Oh, there was one that I saw. A meme or a photo of a kangaroo. Mm-hmm. Hope this was more built than most of the men in my entire life.
Well, that's
that
what
I know.
So that's why I said they would probably be the rudest because they can kick your ass.
They can kick your ass. I changed my first initial, which I told you what it was. Because I'll just say I picked zebras because I imagine zebras are kind of assholes. They look like they'd be assholes. Like they're just pimping around like. Fuck you.
Yeah,
you
know, they're super unique.
Maybe it's the referee about them, right? That I feel like referees are dicks too. So maybe that was why I thought it. But then I kind of sat back and I said, no, you know what? I'm going to give the zebras a break.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I going for here? Who am I gunning for? Turtles. Turtles look like they'd be absolute motherfuckers. They stick their head out. What the fuck you want? I already imagine how they talk to you. Like they're in their little, you know, case and you're tapping on the glass. Hey, Mr. Turtle. And it sticks its head out. I said, bitch, you think I'm out here? I'm trying to sleep. What's wrong with you? Right? You pick up a turtle like you find outside and you know how you get all excited and you pick it up. You're like, oh, a turtle, turtle. Bitch, did I come pick you up? What the fuck you doing? Put me the fuck down. See? Turtles. Dicks.
I can see this, actually.
Mm.
I can.
I'm telling you. Turtles. Assholes.
They do snap. They do. they pinch.
They do.
At one point in time, I had pet turtles.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're little bitches.
Yeah. See? Rude fuckers.
See? Okay.
Also, I feel like my voice maybe could have been changed for it, but now I want you to imagine me as the sound of every turtle in your life.
I will.
Thank you.
What is your least favorite food?
Hands down, okra.
Really?
I can't fucking stand it. It's slimy. It's disgusting. I can't. And it's such a southern thing. And I lived in the South for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I loved it. I loved everything. I love everything about the South. If I did have to move downward in a downward dog position, I would go to the South and live there. I love it. But okra is your one thing, Southern people, that I cannot do.
Wow. I am really surprised. Oh, my gosh.
I can't. I can't stand the taste, that texture, the slimy. Ugh, I can't.
My mom makes a bomb Middle Eastern dish called bamya with okra. It's so good.
I'd have to try it.
It's like stewed, though.
Yeah, so because that loses the sliminess then.
Yeah, it's
mixed
dry.
In with stuff, too, and you don't taste just okra.
And she fries it before she puts it in the stew, so it's a little bit drier. Oh, my gosh. I'm really surprised.
I can't even talk about this anymore.
Okay. Mine, fava beans. Have you ever had fava beans?
I did with a nice Chianti.
Oh, my God. I had
you
fava.
You have no idea what that reference
no,
was
No, I do
to.
Know what
okay.
it is.
I was like, please tell
That's
me.
That's one I do know what it
okay.
is.
Okay.
But my grandma made, not my grandma from my mom's side, my grandma from my dad's side, made some strange dish, also Middle Eastern, but I've never had this one before, with fava beans. I'd rather starve. That's how bad it was. Like, I am not a fan of the texture or flavor of fava beans. I don't know. It was, to me, it just tasted bland. Like, I just, ugh.
I feel you.
Never again.
I get this. I understand.
And I'm not, I do not discriminate against beans. Like, I love lentils. I love black beans, brown beans, red beans, kidney beans, whatever.
Same.
But fava beans, no.
All right, final one. What is the dumbest way you've ever been injured?
Well, Chrissy, here's a funny story. So a lot of my injuries happen when I'm drunk.
That's of many a person.
So this one in particular, it was Halloween, and I was wearing really high heel shoes. Like, remember when the platforms were in?
Yes.
With the really thick platform to make you look like super tall, whatever. I was in costume, looking all sexy and cute. I went from one bar to the other, and I tripped on a jawbreaker. Because
a gobstopper?
It was like a jaw.
That's what gobstoppers are.
Yeah. But it was a big one.
Uh-huh.
Tripped on it because the businesses were handing out candy, and I fell down.
Oh.
I fell down, busted my knee open to the point where, but I was drunk, so I didn't even realize it till later on in the night. The blood off of my knee and the tights that I was wearing fishnet tights. It got like
caked
on, and then when I went to peel it off.
Oh, stop. Oh,
it was so gross.
Stop.
But all because of a stupid jawbreaker. Dumb.
Wow.
Yep.
Mine also oddly includes high heels.
Okay.
So we had a company picnic, and they decided to do it carnival style.
Okay.
And I had on probably a good 3-inch heels. I mean, they were heel heels.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to look super cute for this carnival. Well, I don't know, because I'm anti, you know, it doesn't matter.
It was back when.
So I had on these heels, and I had on these really cute white pants. And I went to the dunk tank. I ran up to push the button. No injury, right? I make it through this whole thing where it was destined to happen. Water everywhere. You know, I'm on asphalt. Water and asphalt and heels don't mix.
Yeah.
Especially when you're running.
Yes.
Because I decided to run and push the button.
Mm-hmm.
What took me out was a damn egg toss.
Son of a bitch.
I know. I was so mad. So I was playing, you know, my team, right?
Mm-hmm.
You toss the egg.
I can't
the
other
person
imagine.
Catches it on the spoon, and if it breaks, then you're out.
Yeah.
But many before us had broken their eggs, so there was egg white all over the pavement. And here we were. We were like, all right, here you go. Got it. Catch. You know, like doing it. And then he threw it to me, and I caught it, and it balanced. I did not.
Nice.
My ankle went one way. My body went the other. And I remember falling flat back, like butt to pavement right away. And.
Ouch.
Yep. Dumbest injury. And when you have to tell your doctor, who's already seen you now, like this is your third break in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, what were you doing today? Were you playing? Because they've always been sports in, you know, injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, this time it wasn't. I was playing an egg toss game in the parking lot. And the look on his face was like, just how?
In how? Heels.
Yeah, in heels, which was probably not the smartest thing. But at the time, I didn't realize there was going to be an egg toss game.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew?
The white pants, too.
Yeah, they were done. There was two round, almost perfect circles on my ass cheeks. And I had to go that way to the hot, you know, because it was broke. I mean, there was no denying it. It popped right away and it started going black and blue. And I was like, fuck. So, you know, I show up at the hospital. I mean, I looked like, it looked so bad. The pants were a memory. I mean, for a while we were jokingly going to like frame the ass cheeks because the circles were almost so perfect the way I went down. But
darn.
So there it is, rapid fire. Well
that
done.
That was good.
Well done.
I missed this.
Yeah, it was fun. I like this. I do. It's one of my favorite things. If you guys want us to do rapid fire more often, just tell us. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it like we do the cocktails. Like we can do it once a month.
I'm down.
With that said, we've hit the end of the show, girl. Another one in the books.
Now I'll go hack up the lung that I've
been
holding back.
Do. All right. Before she goes to hack up lungs and stuff. Don't forget to give us a review and rate us on Apple Podcasts, follow, like on Spotify or anywhere else you listen to podcasts. Take a look at our website. The drinks are finally getting loaded up for the drink of the week. Some spottiness because I didn't record it very well in the beginning days. So we're getting there. They should all be up within the next week or so. Fingers crossed, mm-hmm. Maybe 2 weeks. There's a lot of drinks.
Yeah, we drink a lot.
We do. And some episodes have 2 drinks.
Yeah.
So I try to separate those if I can. And with that, everybody have a great week. We will see you next week.
See ya.
And we are out of here.